Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, begins at sundown on Wednesday. What does that have to do with sports? Well, at least a little bit. On Wednesday night, the Columbus Blue Jackets will hold a Hanukkah celebration during their game against the Nashville Predators. Presiding will be Rabbi Aria Kaltman, co-director of Chabad of Columbus. I spoke with him earlier this week, and I asked him to describe what the evening will hold.
The evening is going to be very exciting. It's the first time in our nationwide arena that the menorah is going to be lit. And there's going to be 18,000 fans rooting on the Blue Jackets to victory. And we need a lot of victories. And what's nice about it is that the menorah is going to be lit. And the menorah is a universal message. It's a message of freedom, of hope, and triumph over oppression. And, you know, everybody needs a little bit of light and a little bit of hope in their lives.
I see that the event will also include Lifetown, of which you are the executive director. Please describe for me the work that you do with Lifetown.
Lifetown is a simulated village that helps children with special needs. Every day we have 50 students. They learn by practicing life skills, how they can become independent, how they can manage. They're able to have these skills that they can progress on in life.
Tell me a little bit about why it's desirable to combine the observance of a holiday with a sports event.
It's a great question. In an average team, you have Russians, you have people from Sweden, Finland, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and everybody's coming together with one unified team and force. And that's really what Hanukkah is about, because it's all about the freedom of religion. And although Hanukkah is a Jewish festival, its message is universal, that everyone has a place, that everyone, every single player on that team is critical and important.
It sounds to me as if you're a hockey fan.
Well, you know, confessions of a Chabad Australian rabbi. I grew up in Australia, and if you ask me about footy from the 70s and 80s, I could have a conversation. But hockey is just something I acquired, and especially now that we have in Columbus the Blue Jackets, it's I definitely root for the Blue Jackets.
Now, 2 years ago, there was a Hanukkah celebration at the home arena of the Nashville Predators during a Blue Jackets-Predators game, and the Blue Jackets lost, so you have expressed the wish for the Blue Jackets to even the score. Have you got a prediction for us?
Yeah, without a doubt. Our prayers will be heard, and the Blue Jackets, they will prevail, absolutely. And, you know, I tell you, Bill, you know, on Hanukkah, when in ancient times we had a good lineup of a few dedicated men who faced off against a big superpower, and although they were shorthanded, but nevertheless, in the end, you know, we prevailed. And then the Blue Jackets, they're a good team, and I only wish the best for the Predators, and I'm friends with the Chabad rabbi in Nashville. He's a dear friend, Rabbi Tachtel. I wish the best to everybody, but at the end of the day, the Blue Jackets need a win.
I wonder if you think the Maccabees could have envisioned over 2,000 years ago that Hanukkah would be celebrated in a building where the floor was a large sheet of ice.
Well, you know, we're very creative, and the Maccabees, although it was 2,000 years ago, its message is so relevant and so potent. Just a little bit of light pushes away so much darkness, and when we all come together as one team and we do extra good, random acts of kindness, then the flame and the hope and the message of Hanukkah will definitely prevail no matter how long ago it occurred.
Rabbi Aria Kaltman is co-director of Chabad of Columbus, Ohio, along with his wife Esther. He's also the executive director of Lifetown. Rabbi Kaltman, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Welcome this week to our new technical director, James Trout. I'm sure things will go swimmingly and that he's never heard anything like that before. Our intern is Zoe Sobel and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word this week comes from Rabbi Arya Kaltman, who dispels my fears that I just didn't get the pronunciations correct.
No, you did great, man. You did great, Bill. You're a natural. That was, you got the puck and the goal.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Makes me feel much better. And happy Hanukkah, everybody. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at MelvilleTrust.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at Hewlett.org. This is NPR.